Welcome to Trust Matters, the podcast, where Charles H. Green, CEO of Trusted Advisor Associates and co-author of the best-selling book, The Trusted Advisor, answers your questions and offers wisdom on how to build stronger relationships with clients and colleagues.
Welcome, everybody, to the debut episode of our Trust Matters podcast. My name is Jason Gluskin. I'm here with Charles H. Green. And our first question comes from Ishmael, who works at a management consulting company in the U.S. Ishmael writes, "Hey, Charlie, what if you have a client that you feel is just using you for free ideas and information, but not willing to move forward? For example, there's a CFO that meets with us all the time, shares with us what they need, and listens to our ideas, but they never seem to move to the next level. They either do the project on their own or they hire a different firm. Another example was a prospect that reached out and said they were looking for a firm like ours to help them make acquisitions. In the initial meeting, we discussed the opportunity with them, shared some high-level strategic ideas, and then they said they didn't really want to pay us until we could promise that we could get the deal done. That's impossible to guarantee."
Great question, and you're not alone. So I hear two things going on here. In the specific case that you mentioned, the client just doesn't understand how business gets done in the M&A sector. You didn't say what business they're in, but they're probably used to a more transactional kind of relationship where it's clear what they're going to get for what they pay. That's not exactly your business. In your business, what the client gets is a good level of expertise and effort, but no guarantee of an outcome. As you point out, that's just not doable. There are a few borderline exceptions like executive search, but most firms are like yours. So you have to explain to them why your business works the way it does and answer the questions they don't know enough to ask. Mainly, what happens if it doesn't work out? And you need to have an answer for them, like you can stop at any point, or we offer a base and a contingency, you know, whatever the right answer is, which depends on you. But the second part, the question I think you're really asking is, how do you deal with a freeloader? Well, I remember a business school case where some local pizza company offered a satisfaction money-back guarantee, and some customer kept on abusing it, taking the pizza and then saying it wasn't all that good and demanding the next one for free. After several iterations, the pizza business owner finally went to this customer and said, "Listen, I have to confess that we have failed you. We've tried our darndest to satisfy you. We tried every trick we know to make a great pizza to satisfy you, and we've simply failed. I can only conclude that we have to stop wasting your time and goodwill. We're going to stop bothering you and take you off of our customer list. Please accept our humble apology for failing to live up to your fine expectations." Boom, done. And I really don't think you have to modify it very much in your case to make that same script work for you. You say, "Look, we've tried several times to come up with a proposition that works for you, and we just haven't been able to cut the mustard. Either we weren't persuasive enough, or someone else worked it better for you, or you did it for yourself. In any case, we're clearly not doing the job for you. So I regretfully have to offer you a clean way out. We'll take ourselves out of the running for the future. Many thanks to you, and we wish you nothing but the best going forward." Then see what happens. And whatever happens is actually better than the present because you'll stop wasting your time. And if they can convince you that they'll actually change their ways, well, that's great. But make sure they're able to convince you. Don't you go convincing yourself.
You've been listening to the Trust Matters podcast with Charles H. Green. Send us your questions about trust, relationships, and business at podcast@trustedadvisor.com. And visit trustedadvisor.com for tons of free articles, videos, and more.